We're starting. In this week's Parsha, there's an interesting comment in Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu is still in his monologue. He's saying his goodbyes. And he says, number one, Ki anochi meis ba'aretz hazos, eineni over es hayarden, v'atem over mirash v'saras hatov hazos. I am going to die in this land, meaning before we go to Israel. I will not be passing over the Jordan River. You, however, will be going into Israel, and you will inherit the land. Rashi points out, well, if you're going to die, you're probably not going anywhere at that point. You know, Moshe, we could have figured that one out on our own. Once he's died, where do you think he's going exactly? Why did he have to tell us this? Ela af atzmosai einam overim. Rather, he's saying that not only am I not good, not only will I not be going over, but I will not be even buried in the land of Israel. Now, the question is, that I'd like to talk about tonight, is why is that a big deal, if it's a big deal? The implication is the fact that Moshe makes a point of that, that not only aren't I going to give, I'm not even going to be buried there, that would seem to imply that there is value to being buried in Israel, even if a person alive wasn't in Israel. So where does that come from? Well, let's think a little bit. Anybody that we can think of who was buried in Israel, even though they died elsewhere.
Yosef, Yaakov,
right? What? Right. Well, that's in Yaakov. They took his body, right? In Yaakov, that was at what? Correct. But we see from there that that we have situations of people who die outside of Israel who make special requests to be buried in Israel. So again, the case of Yaakov, the case of Yosef, the case here of Moshe, the fact that Moshe indicates that he doesn't even get to be buried in Israel, meaning that there is value to that and that he's not even going to get, indicates that there is a certain value that where a person, wherever they die in the world, perhaps there is some value to being buried in Israel. So where does this idea come from? So Kashmir comes from a series of Gemaras in Kesubos at the very end of the Masechta. We start with number three. Amar Rav Anan kol hakover be'eretz Yisrael ki'ilu kover tachas ha-mizbeach. If a person is buried in Israel, it is as if they were buried under the Mizbeach. I guess that's a good thing. Ksiv hacha mizbach adamot ha'aseli, v'ksiv hasam v'chipa ad maso amo. It says in Truma that you will make a mizbeach of adama, of dirt, and it says in Parsha Sazinu, v'chipa ad maso amo. So the word, what?
Mizbach adamot ha'aseli.
Right, Shvi. Correct. So, he always assumes everything is a mishpatim by that one. So the but Hazino, I'll stick with that one though. He says keep her ad maso amo. So the word adama is used in both cases. One is talking about the kapara, which is talking at the end of the life of Moshe, and that's related to this. Ulo used to spend a lot of time in Israel, but he happened to die outside of Israel. Also, Amru Leil, Rabbi Elazar, Amru Ant Ula Al Admas Tuma Tamus. So he said, how could it be that he's going to die in an old unholy land? Amru Aronaba. So they said to Rabbi Elazar, don't worry, they're going to bury him here. So what did Rabbi Elazar say? It's not the same. It's very different to die in Israel, on the one hand, on the other hand, to die elsewhere and be brought to Israel. So Rabbi Elazar seems to be indicating what? That he's indicating that, in fact, he does not see that much value in being buried in Israel. However, the Gemara goes on at length discussing the value of being buried in Israel. So going to number four, which is just later on in that page. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mesim Shebechutz Laos Einam Chayim. The people who die outside Israel aren't alive. Well, hello. Well, hello. That's not what it means, actually. Right? Ein Chayim means what? They don't come back for Tchiyas HaVesim. Oh, that makes more sense. Shenema v'nasati tzvi be'eretz chayim. Eretz et tzivyoni ba, meisei ha'chayim, she'enu tzivyoni ba, ein meisei ha'chayim. There's a pasuk which indicates that only in Israel do people come back to life after they die. Masav Rav Abba Bar Mamo, yichyu meisecha nevasi yekumu. He says, wait a second, I have another pasuk. The first pasuk you gave me was in Yecheskel. That perhaps indicated it that way, but I have another one which says, "My Rav Yichyu Meisecha Meisim Sheba Eretzel Nivlasi Yekumum Meisim Sheba Chutz Laretz." He brings another pasuk which indicates that, in fact, no, the resurrection of the dead will take place both for people who are buried in Israel and people that are buried elsewhere. So he says, "What's that talking about? This other pasuk?" And Nevuchadnezzar, who dixiv? That's talking about something unrelated. Has to do about Nevuchadnezzar. So we have this discussion here, and there is a machokas, there is a disagreement whether when it comes to the time of Tchiyas HaMesim. All right. Give me a second. When it comes to the time of Tchiyas HaMesim, will that take place only in Israel or even in Chutz Laretz? So Rabbi Eliezer, you'll notice that Rabbi Eliezer keeps on coming up here. Tzadikim sheba Chutz Laretz einam chayim? I don't understand. So think about it. There are many great rabbis, right? The Gra. Where's the Gra buried?
In Vilna.
Is Vilna part of Israel?
No.
Not today. Right? So therefore, you're going to tell me that the Gra is not, when it comes time for Tchiyas HaMesim, he's not going to come back? Right? So many great rabbis. Or Salvechik, where is he buried?
Isn't there an opinion that by Moshe was
so that he wouldn't come back?
No, because Hashem knows that Moshe is going to come back, so if Moshe is in Kutzlar, he's just going to have to bring him. It didn't make sense to me when I wanted it, but that was the idea.
It doesn't make sense when you share it with us either. But at some point it might make sense. We're just not there yet. Okay. So I don't necessarily understand what somebody is saying, but it wasn't bothering. What do you mean? Why should this be fair? And all the people who Nebuch were killed in the Holocaust, they're not going to come back in Tchiyas HaMesim. It's not like they had a choice in the matter. So the Gemara says it's very hard to accept this opinion. So Rabbi Amar Rabbi Ila Al Yedei Gilgal. No, in fact, he says this is what's going to happen. There will only be Tchiyas HaMesim in Israel. However, people who are worthy will be able to roll their bodies to Israel in order to have Tchiyas HaMesim. So they all rolled over. So Masachar of Abba Sala Rabba. Gilgul Tzadikim Tzaru. That's not nice. That's not comfortable to have to roll. Come on. No, for the tzaddikim, there's going to be caves going through the ground. What?
It's a new world they're going to be in.
You see him sitting in coach in El Al? What to say?
The luggage department.
What?
Beam me up.
So. So that's the next page. When Asasim is saying for a time of Kura, some Amarkana, Dava Bago, Yadeh, Yaakov, Venus, Satata, Gomer, Hayim. The Mason Shabachutz or Tchayim, Rami Triach has Banov. Wait a second. He says, now we're getting to the question of, in the event that Tchiyas HaMesim, right, the resurrection happens anywhere, so why don't Yaakov stay in Mitzrayim? Why do you have to bother everybody? So he said, well, maybe he thought that he wasn't going to get he'd have to roll. He didn't think he'd be able to get a tunnel. Similar with Yosef. He also, why did he have to do it? Rav Chanina, Yosef, So what's the upshot of our Gemara? Our Gemara seems to indicate that there is definite value to being buried in Israel. Either it's because of that's the only way you're going to get Tchiyas HaMeisim, or you can get Tchiyas HaMeisim another way, but it's going to be a pain because you have to roll for long distances. Or, earlier on, as we said, there's a certain value of the kapara that you get. Just like the Mizbeach gives kapara, just like you can get a kapara by bringing a carbon, so too, being buried in Israel would give a kapara as well. So, the simple reading of our Gemara indicates what? That a person, even if they die elsewhere, should preferably be buried in Israel. Because there's value in it itself, there'll be value in the long run. That's what our Gemara seems to be saying, and in fact, that's why Yaakov did it, that's why Yosef did it. The Gemara, however, this is our Gemara, the Bavli, the Yerushalmi seems to disagree. The Yerushalmi tells a very interesting story. Interesting is Rabbi Elazar again. He's all over the place. So Rabbi Barkira, Rabbi Elazar, Havi Matalin Be'isterin. So Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbi Barkira, they were going for a walk. They saw caskets coming in from outside of Israel to Israel. Major import. Amar Rebbe, Bar Kira, Rebbe Lazar, Maho Ilu Elu. What are they getting? I need Karelayim and Nachalasi Shamamtim with Toeva, Bechayechim, Vatavotatim, Vatitamu Esarzi. So what's going on here? You're going and you're making Israel impure. You're bringing in dead bodies. So if you're bringing, so he says, then in fact, does it sound like he likes this idea of bringing in dead bodies?
No. Not much.
No. If you die in Chut, if you're going to live in Eretz Yisrael, you want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, great. You want to make Aliyah, do it while you're alive. Right? Post-mortem Aliyah is not what we're looking for here. Right? You want to be a Zionist, do it while you're still paying taxes. Okay. So the response was, no, there's value for them, because once they have some of the land of Israel put into their casket, that is a form of kapara. So, but it would seem that the Yerushalmi would be saying that, yeah, there might be value for them, but we don't encourage this. If anything, we would encourage you, you know, if you we encourage you to come when you're alive. But once you're dead, you can stay where you were. Thank you. This story is said over a few times. We give you one more source. The Medrash basically has the same source. Similar people, same idea. They saw the caskets coming, and the comment is, you know, why are you making our land impure? Why are you bringing more dead bodies in here? So it's very interesting. So there's a machokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says when people die, they should go to Israel. The Yerushalmi said, don't come here. Right? It's interesting, you know. On one hand, the Bavli is encouraging people out of Bavel, you know, and this is not the type of immigration that they're looking for in Israel. So that is the machokas. The Yerushalmi is supported by the Zohar. The Zohar has a similar story. Rav Yehuda, Yaakov Omer v'shachavti im avosai v'nasasani mimitzrayim v'kfurutani b'kfurosam. Yaakov in Parshas Vayechi says, I'm going to die. Take me to Israel and bury me there. Taman taninon mandi nafik mishmosei b'rshusei achra v'gufa dilei kover ba'ar de kadisha. So is that really right that he should die someplace else but his body gets to go to Israel? How could Yaakov do this? Why is Yaakov sending dead bodies to Israel? That's not appropriate. Yaakov is an exception. Why? Because the Shechina was with him. How do we know that? Anochi ered imach mitzrayma ledaira imach begalusa vanochi aracha gamalo. When in Parshas Vayigash, before he goes down, Hashem comes to him and says, don't worry, Yaakov, I'll go down with you, God says to Mitzrayim, and then I'll come back with you. So the whole, why was Yaakov going back, the Zohar says? because the Shechina had to go back. But Yaakov himself, it would have been inappropriate for him to go back. Yaakov Avinu was an exception because of this condition that God made beforehand. But if the Zohar would say, if someone died outside of Israel, is it appropriate for that person to be buried in Israel? No, unless God told you, right? Then in fact it would not be appropriate. So we have here a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli talks about how wonderful it would be to be buried in Israel, even if you died elsewhere. The Yerushalmi said it's not so wonderful. In fact, we're not looking for this type of business. And the Zohar supports the Yerushalmi and says that no, people should not be buried in Israel unless they die in Israel. You want to have? Are there great things about being buried in Israel? Absolutely, there are. You want them? So live in Israel. That is the idea behind it. The Kuzari has a comment on this, actually. Since there was no Tuesday night Shira this week, we have to step in and have a little Kuzari now. Right? The Yehuda Levi comments, called Kover Beres Yisrael Kiel Kover Tachas Mizbeach Mishapcha Misha Meis Bayoser Mi Misha Nosa Leha Meis Mimashavu Eino Domo Kolto Mechayim Lekolto Lecha Misa Ava Omer Misha Yeyachal Lodar Bar Vero Dar Bar Vetiva Lase Sosolel Lecha Mosa. So he says that yeah. So, the comment is that in the event somebody, for whatever reason, could not live in Israel, and then afterwards he has his body sent there, so that was the best the person could do. But the person had an ability to live in Israel. They made a positive decision not to live in Israel. So if that's the case, don't come afterwards. Don't reject Israel while you're alive, and then come after you pass on. So that's how he splits. Right? The Kuzari says, in fact, everybody's right. If a person never had the ability to live in Israel, right? So if that's the case, fine, you can come afterwards. But if a person had the ability and did not take advantage of the ability, so in such a case, then in fact you're not welcome. So who do we follow? We have here the Gemara on one hand. The Bavli says that it's a great thing, you should do it. Then you have the Rishalmi, the Zohar, who turn around and say, no, in fact, it's not. So this question actually came up. This is related to last week's shir. In the early part of the 16th century, and they asked two rabbis the same question, it seems. The two rabbis were the two stars of last week's shir, the Maribe Rav and the Maral Bach. The Maribe Rav was the rabbi in, let's see if anyone remembers. Can you be more specific?
I think he was in Tzfat and he redid the smicha.
Correct, very good. And the Maral Bach was in? He was in Israel as well. He was in Yerushalayim. He's the one who took issue with the smicha. Right? So the two of them get pretty much the same question. She'ela, we'll start the Maral Bach. There was a Talmud Chacham who passed away outside of Israel. He never told his kids that he wants to be buried in Israel. Didn't leave any specific instructions. So they want to know, is it appropriate to bury him in Israel? Because after all, the Gemara tells us how wonderful it is to be buried in Israel. On the other hand, Odilma, he said, or do you say he never asked for it? Obviously, if he never asked for it, he wasn't interested in it. He wants to be buried where he is, so the kids should not get too firm on him and move him. That was the question. Now, before you answer the question about what his wishes are, can you assume from the fact that he never said yes that he meant no? Well, before you begin the discussion, the assumption here is it's good to go to Israel.
Such as the Bavli.
Right, so obviously before you're going to make a decision, in the event it's a bad idea to go to Israel, then for sure you can't decide on his behalf to send them there. Right, so this is a baseline question that has to be answered. So Marabachas and Maida Avdilei having milsa the kol aposka modim bo v'les pukta klal. This idea that you should be buried in Israel is something that everybody agrees on and nobody disagrees at all. V'nidan didan hachiyu the kol aposkim kasu malas akiva buried in Israel. Everyone writes how great it is to be buried in Israel. Linyan kaparas avonos, because you get kapare. Well, again, we said that there are different opinions among the rabbis. Some rabbis think it's good to be buried in Israel, and not so much.
So we're talking about, so
some people say bury him in Israel, other people say Winnemucca.
Yeah, well,
that's
would be a little more reasonable.
Well, I was thinking, if that's where you were shot, that's where you should be buried. So he said, on the one hand, you get your sins forgiven. Umenuchas ha-nefesh v'hatzal b'tzar gilgul mechilos. And you don't have to go rowing through tunnels, right? Can Isa b'Talmud Bavli v'Yerushal Medrashim v'Aliba the Kuhu lo chashin l'ayhi the Rav Kirei. He said, according to all opinions, you have one opinion, this Rav Kirei. Anyone ever hear of Rav Kirei before today?
Never.
Nope. Right? One guy, he thinks a bad idea. He sits there and he kvetches at it. So it's a minority opinion. It is rejected. The fact that he kvetches both in the Yerushalmi and in the Medrash doesn't.
Where is he in time?
But he is, well, he would be at the time of the Yerushalmi, so he would be.
Got it.
Right. So he's saying the Afal Gav the Lodami Kotel Acha Misa the Kotel Acham. Obviously, it's not as good as actually living there. Right? It's better than nothing. And therefore you can't say you can't bury the guy there, it's for his own good. So therefore the Maharal Bach said that everybody agrees, the opinions that we showed you that disagreed are minority opinions, they are rejected. The same question went to the Maribe Rav. And much to everyone's surprise,
he agreed.
Correct. Mashal the Itzur in the Rod, the Nach Nashi b'Chutzlars. Again, we do not know it's the same case, but we know they're both contemporaries, and the questions sure sound alike. And he never requested specifically that he gets moved to Israel. Right, that's the question. Tshuva mizeh atzad shekasafta dekevin lo pakid dilma mishum lo sfiran. He said the fact that he never said anything, so the guy might have died suddenly. He didn't have an opportunity to say it. Doesn't mean you can't assume he didn't want it. It does say in the Zohar that this is a bad thing to do. The im kozeh, but despite that, kevin shirov hachachomim ratzadikim veruba da'alma mesavim shi'alu asmaseim l'eretz Yisrael. The bottom line is, he says, this is a look at people. People want to be buried in Israel. Anan sadi denichli rahut zomir darbonim denach nashim b'chutzor shi'alu asmaseim l'eretz Yisrael. Obviously, if everyone wants to do it, we must be following the other opinion. The other opinion is that absolutely you should. So again, the Maribe Rav, the Maharal Bach, they both reject the Yerushalmi, they reject the Zohar, they say these are minority opinions, and as such, they strongly encourage that, in fact, the person, even if they did not request it, should be buried in Israel. In terms of the more standard poskim, let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, Amru chachomim koach shochim b'eretz Yisrael avonosa mechulin. If you live in Israel, you get mechias avonos. We support living in Israel. Even if you walk four amos in Israel, simply if you're buried there, you get a kapara. What does he seem to be saying up until this point? That obviously it's better to live in Israel than to be dead in Israel. But given the choice, not given the choice. Va'af al pichein, but despite this, gedolei achachomim hayu molichim meseim risham. Right, the great chachomim, right, would bury their dead people there. Tzei l'mad me Yaakov avinu v'Yosef atzadik. Now that's a tough line, because the first half sounded like what? You should be buried or you should not be buried?
You should.
Right? So what does it mean, despite that, people still bury their people there?
Well, he quotes, Eina dome kodato mechayim kodato achamoto.
Right. But again, right now, the person did not live in Israel. The person dies outside of Israel. Is it preferable to bury them in Israel or not, according to the Rambam? What would you say?
So if he says yes, and he says you can quote me this verse, which is there, but you can learn from Yaakov.
Well, again, what indicated not? Where do you see an indication that I need to look at the people and decide what was going on? Right, that's what makes this Rambam a difficult Rambam. The Afal Pichein really doesn't belong. He should have said, and also, just like we see, right, all these sources, and beyond that, well, just look, everyone's doing it. So there's a fair amount of discussion about this Rambam. The Satmar Rebbe wrote a nice piece about it. We're going to hold it on the side for now. But the upshot of the Rambam is, would you say the Rambam supports being buried in Israel?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe not as much as living in Israel. Right? He said, if you have a choice to be alive in Israel, be dead in Israel, what would he recommend?
Alive.
Right, he recommended you don't be dead. Right? Note to self. But if you don't have the option.
If you
have it. Right. Similarly, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying this.
But this last, maybe the last comment follows the previous sentence.
How would you read it?
It's not
right.
The same.
Right.
In spite of that.
Right, but again, without the last line, what would you have thought? It's not the same. So again, you have to say, a lot of people saying he's not saying it's not the same. I mean, it's just, it sounds like it would seem to perhaps be worthless. Like, kol to mechayim, that has value. But kultum imamus ain't odoma. You'd have to argue that you might think that it has no value, but in light of the fact that Yaakov did it, Yosef did it, right? We also have this week's parsha that Moshe would have liked to do it. It would seem not that way. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha in the following case. In general, it's talking about reinterment. So when are you allowed to move a body? So they show Eim Afanim HaMeitzvah Atzavos. In general, you can't. Lo mi kever mechubah lekever mechubah, not from a nice grave to another nice grave. Lo mi kever bozuri, not from a not nice grave to another not nice grave. Lo mi bozuri mechubah, not even if the guy's buried in a rotten grave and suddenly he got a nice piece of karka, you still can't move the person. Ve'ein tzarech lomer mi mechubah lebozuri. Of course, you can't get him out of a good one to a bad one just because you can use the land. Right, ubitoch shalom, afil mi mechubah lebozri mutar. However, if the guy, if this is his own property, then you can move him as is wished. She'arev l'ol she'noach etzal avosav. What's the reason for that? So again, if a person is buried, let's say someone's buried in the tomb of the unknown soldier, very mechubad. And from there, they find the DNA test, they find out who the person is, now they want to move it to the family plot. Is that allowed?
Yes.
This says yes. Why? Because people want to be in the family plot. That's the reason for it.
There have been cases where people move.
You are allowed to, under certain circumstances.
Again, I think we've had cases recently. I think not in the last year or two, there was a case of somebody who was killed in Pearl Harbor. Who was just they just identified
DNA,
yeah. Right,
and DNA test on the dead body, the dog came up and they got his DNA.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
yes.
You should have done that in the first place.
No.
There was no DNA testing 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I get that, but you don't need to dig the guy.
Well, how else are you going to do it? I mean, check the flowers? I mean,
if that one was found in Pearl Harbor, you said they found his body in Pearl Harbor.
No, no. I think the person was killed in Pearl Harbor. They were not identified, but recently they were able to test.
And was it you or just anybody?
I don't know. I can't.
What about Kamara and Bob Bastro with having the catacombs and then they would put the bodies in there for a year and they leave them out?
Right, that was part of the standard kavura. That's how they used to do it. They put it in the smaller box afterwards. That's not considered. That's considered mafani.
And what about the sailors, I guess, in the Arizona? I never understood why they wouldn't bring them up, but they didn't bring them up.
I don't know.
They actually had to move.
But actually, I'm up to the important line here. The reason that we're doing this. So that says the chen kedei lekovro be'eretz Yisrael mutter. You're allowed to move a body to Israel. That is allowed.
That's probably the makor. Many people who bring the bones, or the remains, and family members.
And who's saying this?
What?
In Europe,
this is the Shulchan Aruch. So, I know of these cases. It's very interesting.
They had a cemetery.
What?
In Europe, where they were moving people because they needed, I don't know, for another reason, or railroad or something. So they were moving bodies all around. Stop Jewish. One of the Jewish cemeteries. In fact, actually, there was a big fight in
Bratislava.
They
wanted to move the Chassam Sofer.
They built a railroad over his. So if you go there, you go underneath a railroad station, basically. And
so the Kayanim can't take the railroad.
It's pretty sad. They move around a lot of these things.
They moved the old cemetery, but
right. So that's it. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch. It says in the Shulchan Aruch flat out that you're allowed to move. In general, you cannot move bodies, but you can move a body to Eretz Yisrael. There's somebody who I know who lost his father maybe 50 years ago, and his father was buried in America, and with the understanding that he'd like to remain here. But when the mother dies, they should both be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So the mother actually eventually made Aliyah at the age of 90 or so. Right? She lived in a Beit Avot for a while. She took African drumming. She enjoyed it. Visiting her. And then after she died, they moved the father. It's interesting that when they do that, they don't tell the children. Because you would have to sit Shiva when the body was moved.
Just for one day.
Right.
Why? Because it's a reburial.
That's the halacha.
7 days?
No,
one day.
Wait, so
they don't tell the kids when they move? They don't tell the kids that they move?
It's to be a shmur
chokah,
you mean?
Right. Once it's over, they tell them. But they don't tell them what day they're doing it.
Why?
Because
they have to sit Shiva.
You say
Joshua
again, too? You don't say Shiva.
Yeah. If you sat Shiva, they purposely
didn't. So it would seem from here that we have a straight up sock from the Shulchan Aruch that there is obviously great value in being buried in Israel over being buried outside of Israel, and therefore we allow bodies to be moved, etc. It's considered a net positive. What's fascinating is how many modern tshuvas are written on the topic, given that the Shulchan Aruch, you know, without any fanfare, without anyone disagreeing, says it right out. So if you look, just to give a look at some of the modern-day poskim, the Shevet Halevi of Vosna writes, L'fi anias daiti, ha'inyan dihinei b'yerushalmi k'laim shem b'gemara k'subas, mulchakta dehikbid Yaakov lalo cheritz Yisrael in mishum kapara chas v'shalom, and mishum she'meisei eretz Yisrael chayim t'chila. So he says that Yaakov Avinu, why did Yaakov want to go? Not because Yaakov was needed a kapara. Yaakov Avinu never did any sins. But rather, he says the reason is that the people, everyone's going to get Tchias HaMeisim, but it's going to start in Israel. He didn't want to wait so long. He wanted to be the first ones in. He wanted to be the first guy online. Vayin shebiksuz komar gemar yodei Yaakov tzai gomar apir shasro yotzorch zuchuz eretz Yisrael v'afal pichen hitriach bono b'shvil Tchias HaMeisim Eretz Yisrael. Ben kein milmon mizeh, gandro shayach tamid de kapara shayach tamid de Tchias HaMeisim. said at the bare minimum for all these, for everybody. So the question is, if somebody is buried for an amount of time, we assume after a certain amount of time the body gets kapara. So why would you want to move it? You don't need a kapara to bury Yisrael anymore. You got whatever you had to go through. King Gamoshar inshid the Enam Tzadikim Gomorum Tzvichin Kapara Deis Yisrael. Agam Noi Deish Anu Omim Eno Doma Kolto Mechaim Kolto Racher Misa. So that's what the Rambam is saying, that even without kapara, afal pichein, even if you're like Yaakov, even if you're like Yosef, that's why. The Kloisenberger Rebbe got the question of Rev Herschel Mirimanov. Herschel Mirimanov is a great Hasidish Rebbe, and they wanted to move him to Eretz Yisrael. So you have to Kloisenberg, would that be appropriate? Right? So again, this comes up a lot. This is 1966. I actually left the date in on this one to give an idea.
That's when he died, 66?
No. He died many years before, but
right,
66,
it was. Right, so the question is that appropriate? Long tshuva, and surprising. Very surprising. He said, Acher, he says, I'll be honest, this idea of bringing it, I'm not happy with it. Kreuzenberger says, why? Hagam b'shut maral bach, tzidid mikodem, dafiro gira daito b'chayi b'feresh, rav shapur b'mesek b'isner Eretz Yisrael. I understand the maral bach says, yeah, no matter what, even if you didn't ask for it, you send them to Israel. I'm familiar. He said, but how do I know the reason that the Rimanov never wanted to go was because he thought the Yerushalmi was right. Why? As it says, he said, you're not allowed to. If you remember, what did we say? That there's an opinions out there that if you're not going to live in Israel, you're just making the land tame by moving your dead body there. Right? So he says, according to the Maral Bach, says that's a minority opinion. The Kloisenberger says, I don't accept that. Says, I don't get it. Why would the Maral Bach say you have to do it anyhow if there are opinions that say that's not allowed? Ach mikim shlo shamanu mitalmidei habesht shehu osam ra'acher hestalkusam Eretz Yisrael asher dei hishtadlus v'tichoyi b'metzius ra'aros. How come the Baal Shem Tov wasn't moved? Says his students went to Israel. They could have taken him. You never hear a story that, oh, they wanted to take him, but no, nobody ever thought about it. Obviously, they were concerned about the Zohar. The Zohar said, don't do it. Yerushalmi said, don't do it. So they didn't do it. The Zohar writes this three times. V'gambi medrash rab over tanchuma muskar of the brevi. Rebbe Lazar, right? The Medrash also quotes it. Sherav Aron Shalmesh Shabam Mechutz Laos Ra'akever Beretz Yisrael. Amar Rebbe Rebbe Lazar, Ma Ho Will Zeh Si Yatsa Nishmasa Bechutz Laretz. Doesn't help. The guy dies in Chutz Laretz. He's not going to get any kapara here. Lovely cover Beretz Yisrael. Ani Kare Lovely Nechalti Shaman Tum Toeva. He said, V'abachar O'niska Beramba Meshochanosh Yish Mitzvah Baharach Eretz Yisrael Kedei Lekayim Lekayper An Lasso. He said, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam never says that you should get buried in Israel. Well, that's kind of true. It says you're allowed to move the person from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, but he doesn't say that l'chachila you should try to bury the person in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, based on that, he says, I in fact say that you should not move the body. If the person did not die in Israel, the person should not be buried in Israel, the Kloisenberger held. Kloisenberger is buried in New Jersey.
Union City.
Right, that's where the community is. I assume he's buried there. Someplace around there. So in fact, despite the fact that it's Machukas Bavli and Yerushalmi, and the early Achronim, meaning the Maral Bach and the Mari Beirav, that's probably late late Rishonim, more than early Achronim, all said that those are minority opinions we rejected. He says, why? In fact, he doesn't think we should reject them. In fact, he thinks it's inappropriate for people to be buried in Israel. The Kreuzenberg is very much a minority opinion among the modern poskim. Looking at Ratzvi Pesach Frank and the Hartzvi, so it's amazing how many of these questions got written up. Havaras meis mechutz arzai tzorl midrashti rasher sharuni aldasa elmer mikarlin, that died in America, and then now they want to bring him to Israel. Some will say that you can't move him out of where he died. He says, mitzvah l'aviyah l'kvaras v'erit Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to move him to Israel. If someone's stopping it, they should be nervous for their soul. You don't want to be the person who makes it miserable for this tzaddik because he can't get to Israel. Very strong. Similarly, Waldenberg, Tzitzeliezer, Havaras, Meis, Bechutzlars, Gvur, Berit Yisrael. He says, Hine halacha psuka, Shiv Turisho Chanarach, the Mutu Rifnos, Asameshkri, Arosal, Gvur, Berit Yisrael, Benesha Zehur, Kapara Shalom. So the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says right out, you're allowed to move it. If you're allowed to move it, there's got to be a reason for it. Why are you allowed to move it? Because it's a net gain. If it's a net gain, what? Obviously, why do you want to bury the first and then pick him out there? Obviously, it would be better just to put him straight. He says, well, question, and for the Sfaradim, the Abi Omer of Avadja gets the same question, Acharei Ataras HaChayim V'Asholam, how are you doing? B'dor Shavosa Odos Pinias Mishpachas HaManoach HaSar HaTzadik Rav Moshe Montefiore. I think we know that guy.
Yeah.
Right? The question is, were they allowed to move Montefiore to Eretz Yisrael?
Did they? I think they did.
It remains.
So this is the question that was asked Shvat in late 78, early 79. Nishal zu nishalti ba mechvar miyedidenu achochem Shlomo Gaon, Arav Rosha kilos asfaradim ba London, veishavti rahatir sha'ad rabbi mitzvah nami ika. Absolutely. So again, that is the major opinion. So we have just in sum. We have a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, it seems, whether it is, if someone dies, everyone agrees if someone dies in Israel, they should be buried in Israel, and that's the best case scenario, assuming you have to die. But in the event that someone dies outside of Israel, the Bavli seems to indicate, just like Yaakov, just like Yosef, just like Moshe wanted, it is, even at that point, it's preferable to go to Israel. The Yerushalmi, the Medrash, and the Zohar seem not that way. The overwhelming majority of the opinions, including the Rambam, including the Shulchan Aruch, seem to indicate that it is a good thing to bury the person in Israel. However, the Kreuzenberger in particular, who seems to be a minority among the modern-day poskim, disagreed, and he thought that the Zohar was reason enough. So, in fact, we have a machokas here. It would seem that the majority of the opinions support being buried in Israel. That being said, among the various great rabbis, there's a split. Rav Moshe Feinstein's buried in? Israel, sorry. Gotcha.
I knew that. Right? Har Menuchos, yeah.
Right, he's in Har Menuchos. Rav David Lifshitz is buried in?
New York.
Har Menuchos. Rav Salvechik's buried in? Boston. Right? So... There are many things to take into consideration. Yet, one could point to the fact that some people say that it is appropriate for a rabbi.
Buried in New York. They didn't
right.
Move him to Kfar Chabad. So.
To the extent that he's buried, it's in New York. Yes, but
if he's buried,
right?
If he does,
he's not alive. Yeah.
If I did it, so. How, but there's also what to be said. Again, you'll note, as we said, the Gra in Europe, it could be that they didn't have the same opportunities. Right. But there's something to be said that the rabbi should be a Melech Yosher for the community to remain to go down with the ship to remain with the community even afterwards. So there's definitely considerations on both ends. But all else being equal, there does seem to be value to being buried in Israel, even if you didn't die there.